Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you. We are here covering the GWBC Power of Partnering Marketplace. Man, this is a lot of fun already, huh?
I know. It's been nonstop action.
Man, a lot of IQ points walking these carpets. A lot of people doing some very interesting, inspiring stuff. This is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to this segment with First Impressions Cleaning Solutions, Miss Chin Gonzalez. Hello there.
Hi, good morning. How are you all?
We are doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about First Impressions. How are you serving folks?
So First Impressions Cleaning Solutions is a commercial janitorial service company. Mm-hmm. So what we provide are day custodians, as well as night crews that clean commercial office buildings. And we have been servicing buildings throughout the Atlanta metro area for the past 24 years.
24 years?
Yes.
Wow. So how'd you get involved with the company?
She started when she was 4.
I know that.
Yeah. Well, actually, I actually acquired the business just about a year ago. Mm-hmm. But I purchased it from a gentleman who started the business from scratch. I was looking to purchase a business. He was looking to retire.
Right.
So it worked out for both of us.
So what were you doing before?
Before that, I was also a business owner. I had been doing residential real estate sales and property management for about the last 14, 15 years.
So then what made you kind of pivot to this kind of industry?
Well, as you may know, the real estate market can be fickle. So I was looking for another opportunity. Mm-hmm. I still wanted to be a business owner.
Right.
And I was looking to purchase a business, an existing business, looking for something that would cash flow. So I actually started working with a business broker and didn't have commercial janitorial service in mind. I was just looking at multiple opportunities.
So you were open-minded. It could have been anything if it made sense.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think that's good information for our listeners who are thinking about making that kind of transition. What was that experience like, you know, kind of identifying the appropriate business broker and also eventually landing on where you landed?
So what I did, I reached out to folks that I know in the business world and said, I'm looking to buy a business. And in particular, I reached out to an attorney that I worked with who mm-hmm. represents businesses in various transactions.
Right. So you figured that person knew a lot of people.
Yes, exactly. And so he suggested a couple of people and I met with a few of them and then, you know, ended up selecting one where I felt like we kind of matched and he could understood where I was coming from,
right.
and he had the experience. And I highly recommend working with it's not necessary, but I certainly recommend it because what the benefit for me was that he knew all of the right questions to ask.
Right.
He also then referred me to what they call a forensic accountant, who then delved
that
into the
very
books.
Intense.
Yeah, and that's what I said. Forensic accountant. I didn't even know that existed.
Right.
But the great thing about a forensic accountant is they delve into the books, and you know, so that you know when this gentleman was saying that all of these things and then all the numbers actually made sense.
Right.
And they went back multiple years delving into all of the accounting.
Right. And as a business owner, you know, sometimes your business and your personal can...
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Kind of overlap a little
yes.
bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then
yeah.
It's important for business owners to understand it's to have books for your business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And especially if you're thinking of exiting or buying a house or something like that, you want to show what you got to show
right,
in order to
make
right. that happen.
And what was great about with this transition is that he was preparing for the sale.
Right.
And so for the last 5 years, really, I mean, his books were tight.
Mm-hmm.
And so you knew what things were.
And you felt certain, like more certain.
Yes.
Because that's what you're trying to avoid is uncertainty or, you know, hoping that it's true.
Right, right, right. So there weren't any surprises after closing.
Now, did you check out a bunch of businesses and then some of them didn't make the cut, or was this you kind of landed on the right away?
It was about a 6 or 7 month process in what...
You had to kiss some frogs before you found your prince?
I did. And it involved me kind of going in to visiting the businesses quietly,
right.
You know, coming in as a customer of various businesses. And some just didn't make the cut because it was just... too far out for me in terms of travel, which just didn't make sense for me with my family. And then some of them, the numbers just didn't really work once we delved into the accounting. But this one, I actually started to get a little worried and say, maybe this is not going to happen, because we were getting, my goal was to try to have purchased the business within a year of the search. Because the broker told me, he said, it's going to be probably about a 6 to 9 month process. So I said, okay, well, I'll give myself a year. But when we were getting into the 7th month, I kind of said, well, I don't know.
Right.
But this opportunity came up.
And it's worked out.
And it's worked out wonderfully.
So now, going from the transition from real estate to this industry, was that difficult?
Actually, no, because part of my residential or my real estate business was property management.
Oh, so you're already kind of in the adjacent.
Exactly. A little bit similar in terms of, you know, managing the maintenance of the residential properties. I mean, this is on a much larger scale. The beauty of this business that I purchased is that the key employees wanted to stay on.
Right.
So I had their experience, their knowledge to build upon.
Right. You didn't have to start from scratch or build your own team. There was already kind of a machine in place.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, what I share with folks, you know, about the beauty of purchasing a business is that you close on Tuesday, you're making money on Wednesday.
Right. You're not going, okay, let's start now and find a client.
Right, right, right. So, and what I also, when looking at this business, is that it was scalable. Mm-hmm. It had a solid base of clients that the company had been servicing for the last maybe 10, some 15 years. So I knew I had a solid base and was looking for leverage with growth.
Right, so it had a higher ceiling.
Yes. Yes.
And then how did your relationship with the GWBC come about?
So, as you know, the first couple of months as I entered into the business, I was really in learning mode.
Sure.
So I relied on our VP of operations as well as our supervisors to really learn the business, the ins and outs. And then when I started to feel a little bit more comfortable with how the business on the day-to-day operates, I started to then... you know, investigate, how do I grow this business?
Right.
You know, it's doing fine.
Because you mentioned, I got a base.
Right.
So let's protect the base.
Exactly, yes.
And let's kind of find different areas. Because as a woman-owned business, now you have some advantages and some access to opportunities that maybe the previous owner didn't have.
Right, right, right. So someone shared with me, you know, look at getting the business certified as a female-owned business.
And were you aware of that at all?
I was not. I wasn't. So got on Google.
Started researching.
Started researching.
Right.
And found, you know, the GWPC and started the process, which was intense. A lot of paperwork.
Did you just start going to meetings? Like, did you meet some people and just start talking to some of the leadership? How did that...
No. I strictly went online.
Wow.
And started reading, and I believe that I actually talked to a friend of mine who is in the Dallas area. He actually did something similar in terms of purchasing an existing business,
right.
and he made a suggestion on getting the business women owned certified.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so once he said that, now you got to go, and that's not something you do online, just click a button and you're certified. Like there's
right.
a process.
Yes, it is a long process. I mean, it's a long application. Mm-hmm. There's lots of documents that
you
have to gather.
They're doing their due diligence.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
So they
yeah.
have to do that.
Exactly. So it took a while to gather all of the necessary documents, mm-hmm. complete the application. And I'm trying to think about how long it actually took for me to it took me a little bit longer because I'm doing it in between, you know, the work day. So it took me a couple of weeks to pull everything together. And then once it was fully submitted, I believe maybe it was about 60 to 90 days later that I got the next step, which we had to have a site interview.
Right.
And then right after that, then the business was certified.
And then you're certified. And then from that point, now you can go into these enterprise level companies and have conversations about, hey, I'm a certified woman owned business.
Right.
So now that's where the ceiling can really get higher.
Exactly. Because my interest in becoming certified was to leverage the certification as to go after additional new business.
Right. And have you started having conversations with some of these larger entities yet?
Not yet. That was my reason for attending
today's event.
Exactly.
And then do you have any prospects you've identified today that you're trying to meet?
Well, you all caught me walking in the door. So that after I leave this interview, I am going to walk the showroom, as they say.
And then what's kind of your strategy to meet them? So you just want to meet them and get business cards and just start a conversation?
Yeah, my strategy is to introduce myself, share what my business does, because what I do know is that if you are in a commercial office building, you need people to clean it.
Right.
Whether that is having a day custodian there on site, but for sure at night when the office is closed, you need a crew to come in and service the building. And another service that we also provide in addition to cleaning the facilities is floor service. So we do carpet cleaning, hard surface cleaning, which is another service that we offer to our clients.
And then a lot of times they have a service and they're switching to yours? Sometimes they've never even used the service. They're doing it themselves?
Yeah, well, or they're moving to a new office. Uh-huh. So, for example, we service it's an industrial office park, and there are multiple tenants. And we actually service the property manager that's on site in several of the offices in that complex. And so if they have got a new tenant that comes in, they will say, hey, this is our vendor of choice.
Right.
And they will at least interview us, and then we...
But so that's another area, is to meet more property managers.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for you as well. The more property managers you know, probably the better it is for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Because they're the decision makers on who is cleaning the buildings. Now, it will ultimately be maybe the owner of the building.
Right. But you want to be kind of vendor of choice.
Exactly.
And then, so do you work in a certain area of town? Or
we actually we service buildings throughout Atlanta, but primarily we are on the northern perimeter. Mm-hmm. But we have buildings as far south as Hapeville, as far east as Tucker. And we're doing office buildings. We also service some charter schools as well as some technical schools.
So schools is another opportunity for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get hold of me is via email. And my email address is cgonzalez@firstimpressionsga.com.
And First Impressions GA is at the website?
firstimpressionsga.com.
Good stuff, Chin. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Oh, thank you so much. Great meeting you all.
All right. We'll be back in a few from GWBC, Power of Partnering Marketplace. We'll be right back.